Fort Lauderdale's historic Stranahan House and Museum is the oldest building in the city. And on the banks of the Tarpon River, the 117-year-old home of Fort Lauderdale's founding family is starting to feel the effects of climate change.
In the past 3 years, king tides have become very drastic. So we track king tides. We have to rearrange events around them. Water during king tides have come up as high as the top step on the porch.
That's April Kirk, the executive director. She says the museum is working on raising the wooden house altogether by lifting it up and putting more land beneath it.
Even though we've raised our seawall cap, the water is still rising underneath the house. We now have an absorption issue.
The museum has kicked off a new $4 million capital campaign in part to fundraise for the cost of sea level rise improvements and other updates to the historic building. A new season of King Tides is expected to start in Fort Lauderdale early next month. Well, for years, Florida has been trying to eradicate a fish that's wreaking havoc on the state's undersea ecosystem. But a new record of nearly 30,000 lionfish were removed from Florida waters during the 2018 Lionfish Challenge. The Florida Wildlife Commission announced the winners of its annual challenge yesterday. Eleanor Clark reports the fish came from waters off 8 Florida counties.
John McCain is a lionfish king. He caught more than 1,000 lionfish to become the challenge's recreational winner. Ron Cerency is this year's commercial champion. He caught more than 5,000 lionfish during the challenge. Invasive lionfish can negatively impact native species across the state. Amanda Nally works for the FWC.
One thing that we really consider a success here is the fact that people are talking about lionfish. This is a species that, because you can't see it every day, it's kind of hard to always know how it can have an impact.
Even though this year's lionfish challenge is over, residents can still catch lionfish year-round.
That was Eleanor Clark reporting from Tallahassee. And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.